365, 365, and I can look 365.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. There's a song that's been in my heart, And it's not in our books. And I don't know why the Lord dropped it in my heart, but today I was singing it. My heart can sing when I pause to remember a heartache here is but a stepping stone along the path that's winding always upward. This troubled world is not my final home, but until then, my heart will go on singing. Until then, with joy I'll carry on. Until the day my eyes behold the city. Until the day God calls me home.
Hallelujah. There's a wonderful hope that lies before us. And it inspires us as we are on this pilgrim journey. My heart can sing. Has the Lord put a song in your heart today? Has there been a song of praise upon your lips? Praise the Lord. Jesus, I love you. Jesus, I worship you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Oh, Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. And so what is the song you've been singing? Or have you? You have one?
Yeah, number 90.
Number 90? 90 in our camp book. Number 90. Stand as we sing. Hallelujah. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Now again, I caution you, look at the words as you sing.
Living for Jesus, a life that is true, striving to please Him in all that I do, yielding allegiance, pledge hearted and free. This is the pathway of blessing for me. O Jesus, Lord and Savior, I give myself to Thee, for Thou in Thy atonement didst give Thyself for me.
Atonement. Because we thus judge that if one died for all, then are all dead. And they that live should not live henceforth unto themselves, but unto him who died for them and rose again.
Hallelujah.
Henceforth, we sang it, unto him.
Hallelujah.
Oh Lord.
Jesus.
Lord. Let it be so.
Yes, Lord.
Yes.
Lord, only by your grace is this realized. But let your grace, Lord, be ministered to every one of us, that we might be established in this conviction that we are living only for you. Thank you, Lord. Oh, thank you, Lord.
Oh, we praise you, Lord.
All lives for him who died for me. How happy then my life shall be. I live for him who died for me. My Savior and my God.
You may be seated. Before we sing, let's lift our hearts in prayer for the campers tonight. I believe tonight is another bunk worship in the village. Let's believe that God will move by His Spirit. Each of those cabins. Let's pray for the boys in Nonantum. That God would move by His Spirit among them. Let's pray for the cottagers. Oh, Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. Now, someone lead us in prayer, but let's all pray. Let's all lift our hearts and voices to God in faith. Dear Lord, dear Lord. Come, someone pray with us. Oh, Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. Move by your Spirit, my God. Come, my God. Come, my God. Come, my God. Come, my Jesus. Come, my God. Have your way, Lord Jesus, in every cabin, Lord. Anoint every counselor, I pray. With faith and with the Holy Ghost. Oh, Jesus. Jesus, come, my Jesus. Oh, God, God.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Jesus. Come to the cottage.
Hallelujah.
Come, Lord Jesus, to the faithful.
Thank you, Lord.
Great hearts of needy, my God.
Thank you, Lord.
Lord Jesus, we thank you for each one of the campers that you
Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Spirit. Yes, Lord. Thank you,
we
Jesus.
We know that you have a purpose for each and every life. That you have a purpose for their being here just now. We pray that you will come to them, especially for the village and all the way up through Nonantum.
Yes, Lord.
You'll
come
be with
to
each one of these boys tonight and with each of their counselors.
Oh, God, 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 let your words be spoken.
Let your word be seen. That your Spirit will be there in great power. That you'll speak very strongly to every heart and
yes,
draw
Lord,
them to yourself.
Yes, Lord, yes, Lord.
Show them
yes,
more
Lord.
Of yourself, Lord, that they might desire you more greatly and might follow you. Break down any barrier, Lord, any resistance that there might be to your will and your plan and your purpose in their lives. Fill them with your Spirit, Lord.
Hallelujah,
there be a mighty
outpouring
of your Holy Spirit tonight
hallelujah.
Throughout the camp and with the cottagers as well, Lord.
Oh, Jesus, bless
How well
us.
We know
bless
that you speak to the hearts of these little ones and you want to come to them and you want to forgive their sin and start them on that walk with you. We just pray that you'll come to them and to their counselors tonight, Lord, and meet them. Lord, may your spirit be poured out upon each one of us, and not only there, but upon us as well. Let us, Lord, just release ourselves to you tonight.
Lord, have your way this night. Amen. 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 Dear God, have your way. Have your way. Yes, Lord. Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus.
Yes. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord. Let's sing number 51.
Oh,
87 in our hymn books. 87. Glad you like to sing. I like to sing too. We'll stand as we sing. This is our camp theme song. Holiness unto the Lord.
Called unto holiness, Church of our God, purchase of Jesus.
Seated and keep your books open. If I could ask you, what is your favorite verse or favorite phrase in this song, what would you pick? Or what is it that speaks to you in this song? David, you started, you picked it, so which part do you like?
Called from the world and its idols to flee, called from the bondage of sin to be free.
Amen. Called from the world and its idols to flee. Called from the bondage of sin to be free. That is a precious truth, isn't it? Someone else.
Raiment unsullied, nor tarnished with sin, God's Holy Spirit abiding within.
Amen. What a change, right? Those dirty robes, those dirty garments are exchanged for robes of white. Not tarnished with sin, God's Holy Spirit abiding within. Someone else.
Out from the shadows and darkness of night into the Canaan of perfect delight.
Amen. Amen. He's brought us into that land of victory where we walk in the Spirit and walk in the light. Someone else.
Bride of the Lamb, waiting the bridegroom's returning again.
Hallelujah. We are the bride of the Lamb. Did you know that? And who is the bridegroom? Who is the bridegroom?
Jesus.
He's coming again. And we're awaiting that day, just like the Thessalonian church. We're awaiting is coming. We've turned from idols to serve the living and true God and to wait for His Son from heaven. Another phrase.
Sing it. Shout it. Loud and long.
I thought you were telling me to sing it. But no.
Now and forever.
Amen. Sing it, Mom. Whoa. Sing it and shout it. Yes. Hallelujah. Come on, a few others yet. This, maybe someone took your phrase, right?
This blessed secret to faith now made plain, not our own righteousness, but Christ within.
Keep going.
Living and reigning and saving from sin.
That was mine. You took mine down.
Sorry about that.
That's okay. But that's so precious. How is it that I can please the Lord? How is it that I can live holiness unto the Lord? That's not my righteousness. It's not my righteousness. What does the Bible say about our righteousness, Joshua? Our righteousness is like what? Come on, you know. Huh? Filthy rags? Does it say that? Yeah. Well, our righteousness is like filthy rags. But we exchange our righteousness for His righteousness. His righteousness, and it's Christ within. He lives and He reigns and saves us from sin. He causes us to overcome. And that's the secret. We don't have to try harder. You know, sometimes we think that's the way. We'll try a little bit harder. I'll try to be good. How many of you tried to be good at camp? Anybody? Oh, I have to be good. I'm at camp. And we try. Every day we try to be good, huh? But that's not the way. It's allowing Christ to come in. To have His way in our hearts, to reign, to sit upon the throne of our hearts. Jesus, You reign within. You live out Your righteousness in me. Christ is made to me righteousness, holiness, redemption. Okay, one more. Hallelujah. That's a picture of the Israelites, isn't it? Now, He brought them out of Egypt, brought them out of the world, but then they ended up wandering in the wilderness. Is that where God wanted them to be? No, He had purchased, He had provided a land for them. It was their possession, given to Abraham. And so He brought them out of the world, not to wander in the wilderness, but to come into that Canaan of perfect delight. Life in the Spirit. Hallelujah. Now, I was going to ask you, what does holiness mean? But we're going to save that for tomorrow. So I want you to think about that. What do you think this camp motto means? And where did it come from? Is it in the Bible? We'll save that for tomorrow morning. What does holiness mean? Where is it in the Bible? Okay, that's your assignment. Hallelujah.
Faithful is He that calleth you, who also will do it. May the very God of peace sanctify you wholly. Preserve you unblameable in holiness unto the coming of Jesus Christ. He that calls you is faithful. He will do it. Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
Yesterday I took my friend on a tour throughout the camp, and wherever he went, he said, "There it is again. Holiness unto the Lord." He He was sitting there and he was looking at the sign. We took him down to the cottage chapel. They have it down there in the village, even up in Nonantum. But what really excited me was that when he went to the beach, there was no sign down there, but he said he saw it. He saw holiness unto the Lord displayed at our beach. Any other beach, you won't see it. Whatever he saw down there, it was a striking difference from what he has seen otherwise.